Ladies and gentlemen, the show will begin in 4 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, the show will begin in 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, the show will begin in 2 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, the show will begin in 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, the show will begin in 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, dudes and dudettes, homies and peeps, look at the brilliant people with great taste all around you and get ready for the most fun you've ever had in your life. Think about the most fun you've ever had in your life and multiply it times 1,000. Then double it and add 5. Get goosebumps. Look at the sky. Let your hair stand on end and say, "Good God, I'm happy I made it." Welcome to the Happy Together Tour. Can I have a what? Can I have a yeah? Can I have an oof-da? I'm Shadow Stevens. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Happy Together Tour. Our first act tonight had an amazing journey, selling millions of records on their way to number one. They became the real-life inspiration behind the Partridge Family. Even today, they personify the baby boom generation in all its extremes of eccentricity. They remain one of the most musically gifted American families to hit the top of the pop charts during that remarkable rise to fame and stardom of the late 60s. Coming all the way from Newport, Rhode Island to the Happy Together Tour, we are proud to present The Council.
Hey, everybody. Oh, it's good to see you. Are you guys ready to go? We're ready to go as well. We want to thank you all for leaving your houses. It's great to get out, isn't it? And about. We're loving it. All right, everybody, we're going to get it going. This is for all the flower girls out there. I saw her sitting in the rain. singing or we'll talk too much.
Yeah.
So we'll be
happy. Here's a song we had out.
A little ditty that made it to number 14 on the chart.
See how the puppy clouds move by.
See how the clouds move by.
What did they do? They made a podcast.
We launched a podcast.
Now, wait, let me tell you what's funny about this. So I say to the guys, we need to get hip, get now, let's get a podcast. And Paulie says to me,
hey, I thought it's a blog.
He goes, is that a blog? And I'm
I thought they were taking me fishing, really.
He thought podcasting, going
science
fishing.
Science fiction, who's going to play the pods?
It was really sad, but we are up to date. We're loving doing it, so go check that out. And there's all kinds of fun things on our podcast.
And one of our characters that we developed podcasting, my new verb, by the way, is Paul Pufferfish. This is Paul. He's
Paul Pufferfish. Give it up for Paul Pufferfish.
He's got a couple of factoids that you can take home with you tonight. Paul, what do you got?
I got a couple of factoids. The first factoid is this. Did you guys know that Betty White is older than ballpoint pens? It's true.
I find that hard to believe, but go ahead.
Hey, I looked it up. Also, she's older than sliced bread that they started doing in the 40s. So. Oh, also, one last thing. Did you know that when a snail sleeps, it sleeps for 3 years? I knew they move slow.
So wait a minute. So when they're hanging out on our plants, are they sleeping or eating?
No, I don't know.
Okay,
I can't get past the Betty White thing because I picture her in front of unsliced bread as a kid, thinking like, what can we do about this?
No, he didn't say Betty White invented sliced bread, Bob. Well, there's a big difference from that. This is a song we had out back in 1968,
Susan was 8 years old.
I was 8 years old.
Back with the sweet smelling vine and the country side of the
Thank you so much. So one time we did this song.
What song?
Wasn't it for a TV show?
Oh, it was the Partridge Family.
No,
Family was based on
no,
our story. Oh.
No.
Everyone, you know, if you don't, when you're telling people about the cow, you know the cow sills, right? You know, the rain department of things? No. You know, I love the flower girl. No.
You know, Indian Lake.
Can you hear
we can
hair?
Fly.
Can
no.
You, hair, yeah, I remember hair.
Then
know.
They say, have you ever heard of the Partridge Family? Well, of course
sure.
I have.
Well, you know, it's based on their life.
There you
really?
Go. Oh, there you go.
On the councils, yeah.
Listen, but other than the Partridge Family, one time we were asked to sing a song for a television show.
It's true. A very risque television
yeah.
show. For a bunch of little kids to be singing the title song.
Yeah, it was very risque. Y'all remember Room 222? Remember it was Karen, what was her name? Right? And she played Mrs. So-and-so. And we saw her that way, and the next thing you know, she's on 2 hours later on this
TV show in a bed in a doll baby nightgown. Check it out.
Yes, this is our TV show theme song. Here we go. We have old people joke, yes, at my age, just getting up is exercise. But yeah. Anyway, but I think I'm doing good.
You're doing good. You're looking
my hair's looking good, but it's all perspective.
I think it looks nice.
The band
you?
Knows a different me. The band knows this. That's all they see is this old guy up there thinking he still has it. Yeah, I get it.
And if I didn't wear my hat, then all you would see is this.
Oh. Oh, so sad, but guess what?
Bob has hair in the front. I have hair in the back.
Yeah, but guess what? I have hair everywhere.
Oh, Susan.
Super happy. Wow. Going on.
Oh. Hey, speaking of hair, we'd like to do the song which made us believe for a long time
I'm
that
great.
We... That I'm talking
to I'm sorry, I'm just saying it's a good idea to do the song.
This is a song. You know, Susan's been like that since she was born. I was 10 when she was 0. From 10 to 20, this girl was a nightmare in my life. I love her dearly now.
We called her Chatty Kathy. After her doll.
Here we go.
Not so much. Sing it with us.
I'm hairy noon and
1999.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low. Well, I had surgery once and it wasn't hairy low for a while.
That is a
don't ask me why. Cause he don't.
Please,
in my hair. I'm home for the fleas. I hide from the buzzing bees. For the green.
Mike Stardust is a band that formed in Jacksonville, Florida. The songs they made are often credited with establishing the soft and jazzy southern rock sound from that golden era. During their lifespan, this next act earned the reputation as one of the best blue-eyed soul groups of the mid-1960s. 4 top 10 records and 3 million sellers have become part of the musical legacy that they present tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the Happy Together Tour is proud to present the Classics 4.
Great to see you.
Charts and turned out to be one of the most popular songs that the group ever recorded. We hope you like it. Here's Stormy.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smile. All of a sudden
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are very kind. You like that one, huh? All right. Well, this next song, we have another one, right? Two more? Oh, whoo, okay. Hey, it's late. This next song we're going to do for you was the highest charting record of the Classics 4, made it all the way to number 2. Not number 1. This close. One line on the Billboard chart. Beautiful love song, great mirror music, the lyrics were beautiful, it was heartbreaking and all those things that you need in a love song. Number 2, not number 1. So you have to ask yourselves, why not number 1? And I'll wait, go ahead. Very good. Who said the Beatles? Let's tell her what she didn't want, Johnny. Actually, it was kept out of the number 1 spot. This beautiful love song by this little song. You're making me dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool. The great Tommy Roe and Dizzy sat at number 3, or sat at number 1, I'm sorry, for 3 weeks. I said it backwards. Which kept Traces of Love at number 2.
Covered now with lies and peace.
Traces was the biggest hit, but this next song is probably the song most recognized for the Classics 4. Came out in 1967, it didn't do a whole lot, and in 1968, Lightning in a Bottle, it broke the top 40 and became the first top 40 hit record. And it's all because love is kind of crazy. With a spooky little girl like you! Some plans for tonight, and then you stop.
Our next act is brand new to the Happy Together Tour. Their musical history started in Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania, and was a combination of clean-cut pop harmonies and radio-friendly rock and roll. You probably stayed home on Saturday nights to watch them on Shindig, Hullabaloo, and the Red Skelton Show. Their hit records, Magic Town, Turn Around, Look at Me, 5 o'clock World, and My Special Angel represent only a few of the tunes in their amazing American musical legacy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome 2001's inductees to the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, The Vogues.
Thank you. so happy to be back in North Tonawanda. You know, many, we've been here a lot of times. We've probably played this venue more, or as many times as any place we've ever been. And you notice they don't screw around with South Tonawanda or East Tonawanda or West Tonawanda. We come right here to the big boy in North Tonawanda. Right here with the mighty howitzer. What is it? Wurlitzer. Oh, that's a whole different thing. But we digress. 2 years ago, the good folks at Volkswagen decided to use a Vogue song in their commercial, and we were just giddy because it made us relevant again. We would have been giddier had they paid us. But nonetheless, people were like, hey, who did that song? And we're like, geez, I don't know, man. Maybe it was the Vogues. So people cared again. And we're going to do this song for you right now because we think that you'll enjoy it. This is from the 2019, the brand new 2019 Volkswagen Tiguan. This song's very near and dear to our hearts because in 1968, this song became the most first ever million selling single. Next song was the, I'll tell you what, I am physically exhausted.
What, from ruining my set?
That's three songs. Whew. I need a cold compress and IV fluids. This next song was the very first hit song written by our dear friend, Ms. Petula Clark.
Intermission. It all started in 1965 with the breakup of one of the first folk rock ensembles called The Men. What was originally an 11-member singing group ultimately became the band they are today. In 1967, they made history being the first band to open the now historic Monterey Pop Festival. One of the most successful groups to come out of the 60s. They've earned 6 gold records and 2 platinum records. And their album of greatest hits continues to be one of the longest best-selling albums in pop music history. The Happy Together Tour is proud to present The Association.
Under a stairway, called the day, just like through the air. Association established in 1965. Oh my God, 56 years, I don't believe it. That just shows that we're older than dirt, you know? Now I look out there, you know, I see a lot of you are pretty close to our age, you know? Want to thank you for staying up this late to see the show. Yeah, I know how it is. Jeopardy's over. I can put my jammies on. Okay. At the turn of the century, BMI, which is one of the outfits that keeps track of how many times songs are played on the radio and television, released a sheet of their 100 most played songs of the past 100 years. I'm proud to say we have 3 songs on that list. Thank you. Number 1 is You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. Number 2 for a long time was Yesterday. We finally bumped the Brits to number 3 with a song written for us entitled Never My Love. Thank you for your it's the second most played song. We're just glad we beat out Achy Breaky Heart. Okay, these 2 guys are going to sing the lead for you. I got to introduce you to the new guy. He's only been with us since 1972. Still has to carry the water bucket occasionally. Great bass player, great singer, wicked pool player. When he was a teenager, he took Minnesota Fats for 5 big ones. They call him the Hawaiian Eye from Honolulu, Hawaii, Del Ramos.
Just great to be here. You know, since you already know I'm from Hawaii, how about everybody give me a big aloha?
Aloha!
Mahalo, that's the best one we've had so far. Wow. I get to do a special dedication. Every night I do this. It's a dedication to my favorite person in the whole world. And that happens to be my 102-year-old mother. And her name is Mom.
Never mind love.
Come on. Got to introduce you to my partner of 56 years. When we first started, he was not only our lead guitarist, he was our vocal arranger, as you will see in some of his work in our next song. He was our poet laureate. He wrote four of the songs on our first album. He was our science monitor.
Science!
Let's hear it for science. Okay. My man from Chattanooga, Tennessee, Mr. Jules Alexander.
Thank you so much. You know, it's always fun to do intros before a song, a little story about it, so stuff like that. Sometimes, however, a song doesn't even need or want an intro, and this next one is one of those songs. It's called Cherish. Thank you so much. I get to introduce my pal over. He's known me for 56 years. I've known him for 46 years. It's just... it's a science thing.
Oh, boy. Never mind. I'm tempted to go on about that. This is my man, Jim Yester, originally from Birmingham, Alabama.
Sometimes that Alabama just sneaks out, you know. Just proves you can take this boy out of the country, but you can't make him think. Up in the lobby, I think is where it is a big long table, and it's got some CDs and pictures and shirts. And, you know, it's very humbling for an artist to drag their wares in and sell them. It's much more humbling to drag them back out to the bus. This song was our first national hit. When we released it, about half of the stations in the country refused to play it because it was so controversial. Anybody listen to the radio lately?
Excuse me, Jimmy, but I remember when Ho was just Don's last name.
People always ask us what this song is about, and I guess if you gotta ask, you ain't never gonna know. Anyways, from us to you, thank you so much, and God bless y'all.
Oh,
It all started in 1967, when his group, the Union Gap, would become one of the most successful music groups of the 1960s. His unmistakable signature voice garnered 6 consecutive gold records, and he capped off 1968, selling more records than any other recording artist, including the Beatles. His greatest hits album today remains one of CBS Records' biggest-selling record albums in the label's history. He performed a command performance at the White House for Prince Charles by special invitation of the President. And the Happy Together Tour is proud to present, by special invitation, Jay Puckett.
Yeah.
house lights that can come up. Do we have them quickly? Hey. All you veterans, stand up for a second, okay? Veterans of the U.S. military, standing on your feet. Come on. Come on, vets, don't be shy. Veterans! I want to tell you, there are some benefits for you at the VA, through the VA, I should say. Go to my website, easy to remember, Gary Pocket Music. On the opening page, veterans, click on this link. Explore it, take a look. There may be benefits there for you. All you have to do is qualify. Please do me the favor of going there. It's a good man that's going to help you get these benefits. GaryPocketMusic.com. Don't forget, okay? This struggle won't end in peace. Man in a world we've never known. This struggle was a child. Existing here thick of the stone. Song for Ricky Nelson. Actually, he wrote it for Sam Cooke, but
Sam didn't want it, and Ricky Nelson did, and he recorded it, and it sold 4 million copies. I think Sam might have been upset at that idea. However, Jerry was in his office. I found him. I gave him my portfolio, which had pictures of the group. It had lyrics that I had written. It had a demo where I was singing, I think, a song by the Platters called My Prayer. At any rate, Jerry heard that song, and he heard my voice, and he saw our outfits, and he said, "This is cool. Where can I see this band?" I said, "Well, we're working at a club in San Diego called The Quad Room." He says, "I'm going to come down on Saturday night and see you guys." And I said, "Okay." Friday night at midnight, he's standing in front of the stage looking up at me, and I didn't recognize him at first. I said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "Catching you off guard." But then he said, "Let's go make a record. Here's my favorite. You guys paid 49 cents for it," or something like that. And we made it top five. My favorite, "Woman, Woman, Have You Got Cheating on Your Mind?" Sing it with me. Come on.
Oh,
and I've had a wonderful time, and I hope you have too. So, give me a big round of applause for the Happy Band. No, that's not a big round of applause. A fine band up here. They're backing up six artists tonight, just for you guys. So, very good. I'm Gary Puckett, and I give glory to God.
Like the 1960s themselves, our next act was a once-in-a-lifetime happening. A too-good-to-be-true magical blend of melody, harmony, and humor that spoke to a generation. There's something star-crossed about their music, and their sound is iconic, capturing the true spirit of the American 1960s. Angelic harmonies and intoxicating choruses that delivered the most innocent psychedelia that California ever created. For 5 years of hits and great memories for 40 more, their legacy grows stronger every time their name gets mentioned. Today, that happy, uplifting sound continues to be a part of everything possible. Movies, television shows, promos, and commercials. They have sold over 40 million records worldwide. And we are honored to present the humor, the optimism, the shimmering harmonies and legendary melodies of my friends, the Turtles.
Especially our accountants, was the song we like to perform. This is a song that was written and performed by Bob Dylan. And it was our, we left high school and went to the Ed Sullivan Show. And we did this song, and we thank you very much for this. I didn't think it was going to be a hit, and some people still aren't sure it was. Sing it with us. We want all of you to join in singing. In fact, it's really helpful. This is going to be on the next volume, too, which we have a CD that we recorded as a group, and it's available tonight. Take a look at it. We put it out there hoping that we will fulfill your dreams of hearing these songs even after we leave. So we do this. All of you should join in. Let's have everybody go, no, no, no.
No, no, no.
This should be easy for the wives in the audience. Sing along, no, no, no. One of the things about our tour is we started this tour in 1984 with the very first Happy Together show, and we've been growing every year. This is now our 12th year in a row with this show. And I don't think there's any other show out that has so many great singers as on this show, tonight especially. And we really appreciate you coming out and putting your money on the table and coming to see this show. We really appreciate it. I'd like to introduce you to the members of our rocking teenage combo. They all come from the city, I believe the city of New York. We'll find out in a second. We'll find out if they know what we're doing up here. Over here on the bass guitar is the great Barry Waller. Barry Waller. I like a little fan. family on this tour. We travel as something around 21 people, and our buses, can you imagine Jules Alexander in a bus? I lost it for my... Don't you dare start with my homo. I'm not even going to remember you did that. Where are we? Oh, yeah. The drummer. He's back here. He comes from New York City. He's a fine drummer, singing drummer. And so I want you to welcome him, the great Chris Camilleri. On the keyboards, one of the finest keyboards that you'll ever see, and we are so happy that he decided to join us again this year from upstate New York, up in the Catskills. That's right. We bring you and hope you will give a nice round of applause to the great Manny Focarazzo. Very kind. Our musical director, the man who stays at home most of the year putting together all these musical interludes that we are performing tonight. He's worked with some amazing musicians. He's worked with the great Who? That's right, the Who, ladies and gentlemen. Quite honestly, he did work on many records and work with the great John Entwistle with the Entwistle Band. He worked with Alan Parsons. And coming up this year, if everything goes right, he will work with the... What are they called? I'm sorry.
Yardbirds.
The Yardbirds, ladies and gentlemen. They're a great group, and they play really well, and now we're going to play something else. Here's our newest turtle. He's been here now with me for the last 3 years, and our friendship has grown exponentially. Yeah. Our relationship is growing every day. And it's growing in expansion.
Go for it.
This is a great singer, songwriter, producer. He worked and made music with the great Barry Manilow. And when we asked if he would join the Turtles, we were so happy and we're still very proud. I want you to meet and say hello to the great Ron Dante. Ron Dante.
Thank you, everybody. It is so wonderful being a turtle. I love being a turtle. But before I was the Turtles, I was in another group. I was the lead singer of a group called the Archies. Yes, in 1969, we had the number one record of the year. And you know it, we're going to do it tonight. It's called Sugar Sugar. Yes!
Sure, sure. Ah, sugar. Ah, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Ah, honey.
Everybody.
Ah, sugar, sugar. Sweet a kiss could be, oh how sweet a kiss can be. Like the summer sunshine, oh yes, sweetness over me. Oh yes, sweetness over me. Pour a little sugar on me, honey. Pour a little sugar on me, baby. I'm gonna make your life so
Thank you. Part of having this out on the road is we wanted to just make sure that we say goodbye to all of you and hello to any new fans who are joining us for the first time tonight on an oldie show. This is one of the great bands and some of the great musicians and singers you've heard probably since you were a kid, most of you. And I know it was the same for us. We grew up loving the music of all of these artists. This next song that we want to do, I know it's in the show. This is a juxtaposition for the Sugar Sugar we just played. After working with Frank Zappa for nearly 3 years, we feel we need to do one little piece for you Zappa fans.
Get up, get up. Imagine me and you, I do, I think.
today you're about to curl your love and hold it tight, so happy together. If I should call you up in this desire, and you say you belong to me, and he's no lie, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
Of the show, and we're going to just start it all over again. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Cat Sales!
Sunny days on your
Bolin and Ron Dante. It's the turn of the Lord.
Please drive carefully. Thanks for coming. Good night, everybody.